I think one of the problems of these horizontal methods is they're very, very good at organizing large numbers of people for short periods of time. But if you don't have a bigger program for what you think you want to replace the capitalist state with, in the end, I think the experience, particularly if you look at Argentina 10 years ago, where this was very much the case, is that people get tired. The people living in a square can find it quite hard work. The police eventually come and move you on. You don't spend time developing a more detailed program of what you want to do with it, and you don't have the capacity to put that program into power. So what you can end up with, lots of heat and noise, and in the end, people getting tired and unfortunately getting worn down by the state. So you probably need to engage with the state at some stage. That doesn't mean you've got to, you know, talk to conventional politicians, the ones that have caused the problem, but think in different ways of working with the state. And probably the best example of that at the moment is Chavez's Venezuela, where you've got a good connection between the popular movements and the state, which is aiming to empower and support them. That's really where I would look at things. So you do need to think about the state level.